Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Nun Vav in Meseches Gittin. I'm Zelcha to learn this with you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, where today's daf, the story of daf Nun Vav in Meseches Gittin, the story transpires where there was destruction and death with Churban Yerushalayim. The Gemara is going to follow up on the Mishnah that speaks about the Haruge Melchama, and that means those who were killed by Titus HaRasha with the destruction of Yerushalayim and Yehuda. And our daf is the famous daf of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. It's hard not to feel, even today, as I was opening up the Gemara, I was just thinking about Hadar Cohen, who was a young 19-year-old girl, a little girl, who was just killed this past week. First few days doing her job to defend Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh on the Magav police force. And Rav Biermacher, who was just a neighbor, I could look at the yeshiva right now, looking out from the window of Netiv Aryeh to where he was Marbitz Torah. Both were killed outside of the walls of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Somehow we have to learn the lessons from this Gemara of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza and Bizocha to Binyan Yerushalayim Bechol Tefarta. Not only that there should be a She'eris Pleita that proudly continues to learn Torah and to dwell in the Old City walls, but that there should be a full Gilui Shechina where all of Klal Yisrael feels comfortable, feels safe to walk the street. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yechanan, we're going to pick up Nun Hei Amabez, seven lines from the bottom. Ma'ik dichsiv ashu yodom mefachei tamid, umakshe libo yipol bera, akamtza ubar kamtza. The Pasuk describes that a person should consistently be worried, in other words, never be confident in themselves, as the Pasuk in Mishlei Chav Ches describes. That's the story of Kamtza bar Kamtza, Chorv Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim was destroyed. That is going to be the first thing that the Gemara is going to discuss, the story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza and the destruction of Yerushalayim. Atarna Galusa, Vatarna Galusa, Chorev Tur Malka. And due to a rooster and a hen, so Tur Malka was destroyed. Ashoka de Rispak, Chorev Beitar. And as a result of the side of a carriage, Beitar was destroyed. The Gemara will elaborate on that in the ensuing dafim. Akamtza bar kamtza chorev Yerushalayim, due to kamtza bar kamtza Yerushalayim was destroyed. Dahu gavra derachme kamtze. There was an individual who had a friend named Kamtza, ubaldevove bar kamtza, and he had an enemy with the name bar kamtza. Avitzu udasa, he made a party. Amalei Lishame, he said to his assistant, Zil Aisili Kamtza, invite my friend Kamtza. Ozil Aisili Bar Kamtza. Assistant got confused and he invited Bar Kamtza. Asa Ashkechei Davi Yosef. So the host found Bar Kamtza sitting at the party. Amalei, he said to him, the host said to Bar Kamtza, Bal Devove Dahu Gavra. Who? Michti ahu gavra, bal devava dahu gavra hu. Let us see, this person is the enemy of that person. In other words, you are the enemy of me. My boy is hacha. What are you doing here? Come pok, get up and leave. Amalei Bar Kamtza was embarrassed. He said, Hoyul vasoi, now that I've been here, Shavkon, leave me alone, that I'm not won't be thrown out of the party. And I'll pay you for the food and drink. Amalei, the host was not swayed. Loi, he said, no, I won't let you stay, despite the fact that you want to pay. Amalei, I'll pay you for half of the party. Amalei loi, said to him, no. I'll pay you for the whole party. He took him with his hand, and he threw him out. Amar. And this Bar Kamsa said, Hoyul v'avi yosvi rabbana v'lo micha bei. Since the rabbana that were sitting around that didn't protest, shmamino kanichaluhu. That shows that they were silent abettors of the action, and therefore he Bar Kamsa was hurt by the rabbanon. The lo micha be shmamina kenichlu. They were happy with it. Ezel. So Bar Kamsa went along and said, "I will go echel be kurtza be malka, and I will spread slander against the rabbanon." It's always been a question to me whether this is Bar Kamsa being unfair to the rabbanon, or Chazal themselves were giving Musar to the Rabbanan that they didn't step up. According to the Maharsha, there are actually two ways of reading the actions of the Rabbanan. Number one is you could say that the Rabbanan couldn't play a role. They felt that the host wouldn't listen to them. Or because that Chanifa was something that was so prevalent in the generation, as the Gemara in Sota describes by Agripas HaMelech, There we learned just a short while ago that the Chacham said to Agrippa Samelech, "Don't worry." And they tried to appease the king even though he was an Eved, when Agrippa himself questioned his right to be a king. Of course, that was wrong. They should not have been Machnif. They should not have tried to endear themselves to him when he was wrong. So too over here, the Maharsha says one could understand that as well. So it seems according to the Maharsha, there are two ways to go, whether this is a musr that the Rabbanan at that time had made a mistake. Either way, the Bar Kamsa said he's going to go and say slander against the Rabbanan. Azal Amalei the Kesar. He went to the Caesar and he said, Mardu b'cha Yehudai, the Jews are rebelling against you. The Caesar didn't initially believe him. Amalei mi yemer. He said, who said so? Amalei shadr luhu karbana. Send the carbon. Chazis, and you'll see. Im karbon lay. If they bring the carbon, so then, fine. And if they don't, then maybe they're not happy with you and they're not listening to you. Azul shadr biyade agala tlasa. He went and he sent, the Caesar took the idea, and he sent through Bar Kamsa a fine calf, an eagle tulsa. That means a fine calf for the Beis HaMikdash, for a carbon here in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. Tosis explains that the Lashon of Tilsa is similar to what we have, that in the Bris Bein Asarim by Avram Avinu, it says, Ayil Mishulash, Aglom Mishulash, Eglom Mishulashes V'Ayil Mishulash, which means that it is healthy. It was healthy and good. Bahadi Dika'osi, as Bar Kamsa was bringing the carbon to Yerushalayim, he did something terrible. Shadi Bei Muma beniv sfasayim. He made a small mum, blemish, which made the carbon puzzle to bring on the Beis HaMikdash, on its lip. Va'amri lo bedukin shebayin. Others say it wasn't in the lip, others say it was in the eye. Duchta, he did it in a way, d'ledidan having muma, that according to our standards in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a mum, u'ledidhu, but according to the standards of the Caesar, lav mumahu. Then there was a discussion amongst the Rabbanan that maybe they should bring it Nevil Mes, Mishum Shalom Malchus, so that there shouldn't be fights between Rome and Eretz Yisrael. Amalu Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulis. Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulis protested. Yomru, he said they're going to say, Bali Mumin Kraven Legabe Mizbeyach, that it's permissible. People are going to think, once we offer up this carbon, that Bali Mumin could be brought to the Mizbeach. Savar Lemikdalei. The Rabbanim were considering killing Bar Kamsa to lo lezel v'lema, and he wouldn't go and tattletale that we weren't bringing the carbon. Amalu Rabbi Zechariah. Rabbi Zechariah said, Yomru, then what will come out is people will think, Matal Mum B'Kodshim Yoharek, that someone who puts a mum in the Kodshim, he will be killed. So Rabbi Zechariah said, we're stuck. We can't bring it, but we can't kill Bar Kamsa, even though one could argue that he was a Rodef of Klal Yisrael, because he was putting us in a place of Malshinus, that we were being ratted upon in a way that wasn't true to the authorities. Rabbi Yochanan said, An Visinuso Shel Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulis. Due to the tolerance, here the word Amisinuso also means the humility. I think it's translated well by some of the translations as the tolerance, which is based on Rashi. That Rashi, even though the word is humility, Rashi says Savlanuso, Shesaval Azevelo Hargo, that he was Sovel, he tolerated. They tolerate Bar Kamsa, Hechriva es Beisenu v'Sarfa es Hecheleinu. Due to him, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the Hechel was burnt, v'Iglisanu mi'Artzenu, and we were exiled from our land. It's interesting to note that Rashi learns Anvisenuso as the Savlenuso she'saval azev lo hargo, as we mentioned before, that he tolerated. That it doesn't mean humility, but he tolerated him, and it would seem to be that Chazal are being critical, according to this approach, they're being critical of the fact that he tolerated him. In other words, Anvisenuso is not the positive trait of humility. Now, I just found, for years I was bothered, why did Chazal describe it as Anvisenuso? And I just found, in other words, humility, because at the end of the day, it means that he tolerated him, and they shouldn't, because he was a Rodef, something along the lines of a Rodef. I found that the Gerish Yerachim was once a very popular sefer in Poland. It's known as a classic sefer of Pilpul. The Gerish Yerachim learns that it was his humility. It was his humility allowed him to tolerate. Which would mean then that there are times that people are too humble. Rabbi Braunschweigel Shlita, who also happened to have introduced me to the Sefer Gerish Yerachim, he told me once, giving me Musar, that I'm sure there were times that I had too much gaiva. Rabbi Braunschweigel once gave me Musar of not doing something due to a false humility. So over here, Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulus is being guilty of this false humility, claims the Gerish Yerachim, and he claims that that's the pshat in Rashi as well. What Gemara goes back to the story. Shadar ilavayu l'niron kesar. He sent back to Nero Kesar that they do not want to bring his carbon. It's actually a very, very cryptic sentence. The art scroll spends a lot of time giving a lot of explanations to the particular nuance of the Lashon, but we will go with the standard explanation, and that is that he sent back to Neron Kesar the report that they didn't want to bring the carbon. So now, he went out against them. That Neron Kesar went out against them. Ki ka'asi shadi gira lemizrach asal nafa b'Yerushalayim. Neron Kesar symbolically shot an arrow toward the east, and it fell lemarov asa Naf Yerushalayim. And it also fell in Yerushalayim. In other words, wherever he sent an arrow, it fell towards Yerushalayim. La'ar baruchos ha-shamayim asa nafal b'Yerushalayim. And sure enough, it was a sign that Yerushalayim would be attacked. Amar lei li'yanuka, and he said to a child. In other words, Nero now asks a child to psokli psukecha. This we find in Chazal in quite a few places, where the sometimes Tanoim asked a child to quote a pasuk that they were learning and understood that being a sign me'ashamayim. In this case, the Russian Nero did the same thing. Amar lei, the child quoted a pasuk in Yecheskel, not a good one. V'nasati is nikmasi be'edon biyad ami Yisrael. That I will take revenge against Edom, who is going to destroy the people of Yisrael. In other words, the child was saying two things. Number one is that Eretz Yisrael will be attacked by Edom successfully. On the other hand, that HaKadosh Baruch will ultimately punish Edom. Amar Nero said to himself, Kutcha brichu boilich ruve beisei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy his house. Boilich puri yadei bahu gavra. And yet he wants to clear himself
through a person. In other words, he wants to have the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, yet at the same time, have it blamed on Edom. So something happened. Arek v'ozel v'yagir. So he knew that he was doomed. If he was going to destroy Yerushalayim, then ultimately he would be destroyed. So he went v'yagir and he converted himself. And the Gemara says something fascinating. V'nafik minei Rebbe Meir. And Rebbe Meir came out from Nero, was a descendant of Ira. Shadri lavayu l'ispasainus Kesar. So it was sent to Espinus the Kesar. That's who we know in English and in Roman as Vespasian. So Caesar, who had sent Nero, now sends Vespasian. Also Tsarla Tloshani. Vespasian doesn't have the same type of existential panic as Nero, and he sieges Yerushalayim for 3 years. Havabuhanu Tlosa Atiri. And there were three wealthy men in Yerushalayim. And that's going to be part of the story. And they were Naktimon Ben Gurion Uben Kalba Savua. Of course, we know Ben Kalba Savua as being the father-in-law of Rebbe Akiva. Uben Tzitzus Hakesis. Naktimon Ben Gurion Shenokdoloi Chamo Bavuro. Naktimon Ben Gurion was called the name Naktimon Ben Gurion because the once happened that the sun had pierced the clouds on his behalf. This is referring to a Gemara in Tainus on Yutes Amid Beis going to Chaf Amid Aleph. Then Naktimon Ben Gurion had borrowed money to support the Ole Regalim and to get them water. And there was a condition that he would pay back an exorbitant fee if there wasn't going to be rain by a particular day. Ultimately, the sun Kaviyachol held back, and the day didn't set before the rain came down on behalf of Naktimon Ben Gurion, that he didn't have to pay the exorbitant fee. So that was Shenokto Lochama Bavuro. The sun held out, the day was made longer, and ultimately rain came down to save Naktimon Ben Gurion. Ben Kalba Savua, he was referred to as the son of a dog, Shakol, Nichnas Lebeza Kishu Rav Kikelev, Yotza Kishu Sava. Kalba Ben Savua was referred to that way because everybody came to his house hungry and they ate and they left Savua, they lay satiated. We learned Ben Tzitzus HaKesev, Shoyse Tzitzusai, Nigreres Al Gabe Kastus, that he was so wealthy that when he walked, his tzitzis trailed behind him on cushions. In other words, that he walked only on cushions. Ikud Ami Shoisa Kisasai Muteles Ben Gedole Romi. Others say that his seat cushion was placed amongst the nobles of Rome so that to emphasize that he was always sitting on cushions because he had great connections with Gedole Romi. The Gemara comes back now to its story. This was a parenthetical remark about these wealthy people. Chad Omer Luhu, one of the wealthy people, said to Rabbanan, Ano Zayna Luhu Bichiti V'Sa'ari. I will sustain the people. Don't worry about the fact that there is a siege. I will sustain them with wheat and barley. V'Chad Omer Luhu B'Dechamra U'B'Demalch. Another said, I'll support with wine and salt. V'chad omar luhu, and one said, b'ditzivi, I will give them wood. V'shabche rabbanan, and the rabbanan praised l'ditzivi, the one who had promised the wood. Why? The Rav Chisda kol akli dehav emosel l'shamei. Because Rav Chisda, as we see, that Rav Chisda used to trust his keys to his attendant for everything, bar except for b'ditzivi. The exception was for the wood. The Amar of Chizda, because Rav Chizda taught, Akalba dechite boishitzin akalvi detzivi. To bake a storehouse full of wheat, one needs 60 storehouses of wood. So hence, it was actually the wood that is the most significant. Havalul amazin, there was enough food, esrim v'chad shatsa, to survive a siege for 20
21 years. This has often been our story, and that is the zealots sometimes are the one, our greatest enemies. And the Baryoni, these gangsters, Amalu Rabbanan, they decided to boss around the Rabbanan. They said, Nepuk v'nevid karva ba'adayu, we're ready to wage war. We're confident. We need to stand up. Jewish pride. We're going to stand up to the Romans. Not every time is aggression to our enemies the correct response. In fact, the Rabbanan said, let's do peace. Amru l'Rabbanan, Nepuk v'nevid shalma ba'adayu. Let us go and make peace with the Romans. Lo shavkinu, the Baryonim didn't let them. Omar Luhu, they said to the rabbis, the Rabbonon, Nepik v'nevik karva ba'adayu, we're ready to wage war against the Romans. Omar Luhu, Rabbonon, loy mistayimil, so you won't be successful. Komu kalnua lahanu amavroi. So now there was tension between the Baryonim and the Rabbonon, and they got up, the Baryonim rose, Lahani Abroi Dechitim Saroi, they burnt down the storehouses of wheat, Vahavi Kafna, and then there was a famine. There was a famine in the city due to the aggression of the Baryonim. And now there is a famine, Vahavi Kafna. There was a wealthy woman, Marta Bas Baisus, Atirta di Yerushalayim Havoi. She was one of the wealthiest women in Yerushalayim. Shadarta Lishlucha. She sent a messenger asking something along the line of her attendant to get her food. Zil Aisili Smida, go and buy me flour. This is where the tragedy of the destruction of Yerushalayim really becomes poignant. Ada Ozel is Davin, by the time he had went, all of the bread had been sold. Asa Amarle. So he came back and he said to her, Asi Amarla, he went and he said to her, Smida Lekha, there's no longer flour, Chiyurta Ika, but now there is white bread. In other words, there was a fine flour, even finer than white flour. Amrale, so she said, Zil Aizil, go and bring for me. Ada Ozel is Davin, he went and it was already sold out. Asav Amarla, Chiyurta Lekha, there isn't any white bread. Gushkara Ika, there is bran. Amalei, she was not used to this. She said, Zil Isili Adazal is Davin. That was also sold out when he went. Asav Amla Gushkara Lekka Kimcha de Sa'ara Ika. There isn't any coarse bran. The only thing that's left is barley. Amalei Zil Isile Adazal is Davin. And sure enough, he went and it was all sold out. Have Shlifna Masano. She was not wearing shoes. Although she was not wearing shoes, Amra, she said, Epik Vachzi Mishkachna Midi Lamecha. I will go out to see what food I can get. Isavle parsa bichara umesa. Some animal dung got stuck to her foot, and because she had been so spoiled, she died. The nausea, Rashi explains, of that caused her to die. Kara le Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai described the psukim from the Tochacha of what will happen when the wealthy people will confront Churban. The pasuk says in Kisavai, Haraka b'chava anuga shelo nisa chafragla, the delicate and pampered amongst you who never ventured on the sole of their feet will ultimately go into galus, and that's what this was, a fulfillment of that pasuk. Ikadamri, others say, Grogros de Rabbi Tzadok Achla. She ate the dry figs of Rabbi Tzadok. We know that Rabbi Tzadok was a bin parish, and he barely ate any foods, as described in Maseches Sukkah, and he only allowed himself to eat dried figs, but that was not something that her stomach was used to. Visnasa umesan, she became nauseated and died from it. The Rabbi Tzadok, we know about Rabbi Tzadok, Yosef Arbon Shon in Bitanesa. He sat for 4 years in Tainis, the lowly Charev Yerushalayim, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yerushalayim should not be destroyed. Ki Ava Hachil, and when he would eat something, he was so thin, so emaciated, Mida Havim Ischazim Yavroi, you would be able to see it going down his throat. V'chi Havi Bori, And when he would eat a little bit to make himself healthy, Maisele Groigeris, they brought him dried figs, Maitz Mayu Vishadulhu, and he would suck out a little bit of juice from it, because anything else, it would seem that his stomach could not handle. The Gemara concludes the tragic story of Marta Bas Baisus, and the Gemara says, Ki avikon nicha nafsha. As she was dying, apikta lecholdava v'kaspa, she took out all of her gold and silver. And Rabbosai, really, what is our gold and silver? What is all of our money? Shadita b'shuka, and she threw it out into the shuk. If Klal Yisrael doesn't have shalom, ultimately we could be very wealthy, but it could be worth nothing and can't help us. And that's what happened over here. There was the Bar Yonim didn't listen to the Chachamim, and ultimately all the money that we had was worth nothing because there wasn't any food to go around. Amra, she said, "Hai lemai mi boili? Who wants this? Who wants this money? I don't even need this. Lemai mi boili? How do I need it?" In other words, she looked at her money and she saw it meant nothing to her. V'hainu d'chsiv, and this is a fulfillment of the pasuk in Yecheskel, "Kaspom b'chutzas yashlichu." They will throw their monies out to the street. Abasikra, there was a bad guy whose name was Abasikra Reish Bar Yonei Yerushalayim. He was the head of the Bar Yonei Yerushalayim, but he was Mishpacha Bar Achtei de Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. He was the son of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's sister. Havishalich Le Ta Bitzina Ligaboy. He sent the message to Abasikra, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai did, to come to him in secret. Amar Le Asa, he came. He said, "How long are you going to act this way? And you're killing people in famine because of your aggression." So he said, "What can I do now?" This is a classic moment where the extremists begin to take control and dominate everything. "My Avid, what should I do?" says Abba Sikra. "Diaminulu," because if I'm going to say something, "Diaminulu midi," if I'm going to say to the gangster something, these zealots, "Katluli," they're going to kill me. Amar Lei, to which Reb Yochanan Ben Zakkai responded, "Chazili takanta ledidi de'epik." You know what? Then I need to find a way out of the city. In other words, if the zealots themselves are not even listening to a leader, then the machlokis in Klal Yisrael has gotten so deep, then we're stuck. So, efshir dahavi hatzala purta. Maybe now the only thing that's left, says Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, is to have a small hatzala. Amar le, nikot nafshicha biktziri. So Abba Sikra suggested the following thing. Make yourself to be sick. And let everybody come and visit you to see how you're feeling. That everybody is going to think that you're not doing well. The icy midi saria, and then take something that smells bad. The agni gabach, and put it next to you. V'leimru, and let your students say, "Denach nafshecha," that you've died. In other words, Abba Sikra is now finding a way to get Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai outside of Yerushalayim, to smuggle him out of Yerushalayim. Can you imagine how painful it is? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, in a certain level, has said that Yerushalayim now is going to be, it's a fait accompli that's going to be destroyed, and now there needs to be a Hatzalah Purta of Klal Yisrael, because Torah is not dependent on any particular place. Torah is dependent on the Masorah. Torah is dependent on Rebbe teaching Talmud, father teaching son. And therefore, he says, fake that you're going to die, v'l'ayibacha talmidicha, then your Talmidim will take you out, v'l'ayibach inishachrini, and do not let anybody else carry your bed except your talmidim, to lo ligrishen bach, so that they will not notice the kolulat, that you're light. The inu yade dechaye kolul mimesa, because the baryoni know that the living person is lighter than a heavy person, so only your talmidim that are in on the secret should carry you out. Avid Hachi, this is what they did. Nichnas boy Rabbi Eliezer mitzad echad, Rabbi Yeshua mitzad echer. Rabbi Eliezer took one side of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's bed, and Rabbi Yoshua the other. Kimati lepischa. When they went to the entrance of here, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, to sneak out, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai bo lemitkari. The soldiers wanted to stab the bed. Amru yomru rabban dekaru. Abba Sikra convinced them, and he said, "You're going to say, allow the people to hear that the Romans stabbed their chachamim." So, boy, so then the Bar Yonim, here was Abba Sikra talking to the Bar Yonim themselves. The Bar Yonim didn't want to let the Rabbanan out. And Abba Sikra, who now is himself trying to help the side of the Rabbanan against the Bar Yonim, say, you want it to be said that the Bar Yonim stabbed the Rabbanan. So, boy, so that they wanted to make sure that he was dead, they wanted to shove him. Amalu Yom Rabbanan Dachfu. So again, Abba Sikra said, convince them not to. You're going to have people say that the Bar Yonim push away around the Rabbanim. Pasachlu Bava Nafak. They finally opened the door, the Bar Yonim did, to let him out. Kimata La'asam. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai reached the camp of Vespasian, Amar Shlom Alecha Malka, Shlom Alecha Malka. He said to Vespasian, "Hello, king, great king." Now remember, the Caesar was alive. Amar le michayavis tre katala. Now, you need to be killed twice, said Vespasian to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chod edelav malka ano. Number one, I'm not the king, the Caesar is the king. Vekakarsli malka vesu e malka ano. And if I am the king, amai lo osis ligaboi, then why did you come to me only today? So here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Amalei dekamit la malka no. If you're going to say that you are not the king, ivra de malka at. The truth is that you're destined to be a king. De lav malka at. And the proof, Rabbi Yochanan says, and he learns from the psukim themselves, it must be that you're going to be the king. Because if you would not be the king, continuing on the Gemara, the second line from the top on Nunvav Amabez, Lav Mimsara Yerushalayim Biyodcha, Yerushalayim would not be given over to your hands. Dichsiv Alvanon Ba'adir Yipol, that the Levanon here refers to all of Eretz Yisrael, will fall into the Adir. Ve'ein Adir El Melech, Dichsiv Ahoya Adiro Mimenu, the Pasuk in Yirmiyoh, refers to Adiro as the king. We mentioned, what is the definition of Levanon? Here the Gemara says a little bit differently than we said it. Ve'ein Levanon ela Beis HaMikdash. Levanon refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, it could very well be that from the Beis HaMikdash stems all of Kedushas Yerushalayim as described in the Mishnah in Midos. Shenemar hor atoy vazeh v'halvanon. V'halvanon refers to the Beis HaMikdash itself. The hor atoy vazeh, that is referring to Klal Yisrael coming to Eretz Yisrael and to the Beis HaBechira. So that's answer number one to question number one, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that ultimately you are going to be the king, because it can't be, it seems, that Yerushalayim is going to fall in your hands, and it must be that it will fall in the hands of a melech. Ada idna bar yoni d'ispan lo shavkin. And in regards to your second question, why did I not come to visit you? I couldn't deal with these bar yonim, I couldn't get out. Amalei, to which Vespasian said him, Ilu chavish shel dvash v'darkon karach alef. There was a keg of honey, and a snake was pursuing it. Lo yishovernes achavish b'shvil darkon. Would not one break the keg because of the snakes, that the snake shall go away? He was asking him the following question. So then, why is it that you did not break the walls of the city so that the Bar Yonim could be driven out? The Bar Yonim were only able to hold on to their power because they were maintaining the siege themselves. That was protecting them. So that was Vespasian's question. Of course, Vespasian wanted to get rid of the Bar Yonim themselves. So he said, why didn't you just help me get rid of the Bar Yonim? Shavkin Allah. This is fascinating. Excuse me, I skipped a line. Ishtik. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was silent. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't want to respond to that question. Now that's interesting. Why was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai silent? It would seem to me that the answer is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying, at the end of the day, we're still not going to cooperate with the real enemy despite the foolish people of the Jews. We're not going to give over the Bar Yonim to our enemies. It's a terrible predicament that we're in sometimes when the zilots make mistakes and embarrass us amongst the goyim. And on the other hand, we don't give over another Jew to be tormented by the goyim. Kara Allah Rav Yosef Item Rabbi Akiva. And to this, Rav Yosef, and some say Rabbi Akiva, said about this whole interaction with Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and Vespasian, Meishiv Chacham Ochar Vidatam Yisakel. He turns wise men backwards and makes their thinking foolish. In other words, it seems that Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yosef is saying that he should have answered Vespasian. Maybe he should have said, it's unclear over here what he should have said. Maybe he should have said, no, there's no way that we would turn over another Jew. But ultimately, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was silent, and it seems that Rabbi Akiva was critical of his silence. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai should have said. What he should have responded was, Shaklinan Savsa Vishaklinan Le Ledarkon Vikatlinan Le Vichavisa Shafkinan Le. What we would do in this case is we would take tongs, grab hold of the sake, and leave the chavis. In other words, what we should have done is get rid of you, the snake, and not destroy, chas v'chalila, the walls of Yerushalayim. There are many mefarshim that learn that the snake over here is not the Romans, but is actually the, and here we would see that Rabbi Akiva is also critical of the Baryonim, that it's actually referring to the Baryonim, that what we should have done is done our best to get rid of the Baryonim themselves. That's how it seems that Rashi is learning three lines from the top, that we should, that the answer is not to destroy the walls, but to get rid of the Baryonim, and then we would make peace with the Romans. In the meantime, a messenger came to Vespasian from Rome. Amarle, and he said to him, Kum demisale Kesar, rise up, the Kesar, v'amru hani chashimi de Rom l'svinach. Because the Caesar has died, Kum demisale Kesar, the Caesar has died, and the Roman emperors in Rome, Lo Sivach Beresha, have decided to make you the leader. So exactly as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had predicted. Havesiyim chad misani. Vespasian was wearing only one of his shoes at the time. Boile misayim l'achrina loy ayo. He attempted to put on the other one, and it didn't go on. Boile mishafei l'idach lo nafik. And he wanted to take off his shoe, and he couldn't get it off. Amar Mar, so he asked Reb Amar, he said, excuse me, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, my hi, what's going on? Amar Le lo titzdar, don't let this pain you. Shmua tova asilach. This is a good tiding. And because you heard a shmua tova, so then your body tends to swell. Dichsiv, and this is found in a pasuk. Also, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, "Shmua tova tedashen etzem." Good tidings fatten the bones. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that's what's going on over here. So, what's he supposed to do? Elamaita kante. What is the etza? Says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Lesi inish delo miyesev daitoch minev velachlif kamach. Let a man who you dislike come in front of you, and then you will. Your body will no longer swell. Maybe you feel uncomfortable and not as great, and therefore the body will not swell. D'chsiv, as the pasuk says, v'ruach nicheya tiyabesh gerem. A broken spirit dries the bones. Break your spirit a little bit and see that not everybody in the world likes you. Ovid hachi ayil. Vespasian did this, and sure enough, his shoe went on. Omar Lei, and he said to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, "Me'acher dechachmisa kulei hai. Since you're so wise, ada idna amaylo asisa legabai. Why did you wait until now to come to me? Maybe if you would have come earlier, then things might have been different." Omar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, "Velo amri loch. Didn't I already answer this question to you?" According to Rashi, what that means is that you're right, I would have liked to come to you, but the Baryonim, I already told you, the Baryonim were making my life really, really
difficult. Amar le, so Vespasian said to him, Mazil azilna v'inish achrin mishadirna. I am going to Rome, and someone else is going to take my place. In other words, if you want help, I'm not going to be around very long to help you. Ela boy mine midi de'etinlach. So ask me now for something so I can fulfill your request. Amar le, this is one of the holy words of Chazal, holy in the sense that one of the most transcendental words in the history of the development of Torah Shabbal Peh, which is a mixture of both tremendous pain and the glory, and glory at once. Ten li Yavne v'chachameo. Give me Yavne and the Chachamim. In other words, give me Yavne and allow the Chachamim to settle there, as well as a couple of other things. V'sheshilta de Rebbe Gamliel, allow me to take the family of Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel was the Nasi, and Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to be able to continue the Nesius of Klal Yisrael. V'asvasyo de Messiah le Rebbe Tzadok. And get a doctor who will heal Rebbe Tzadok because of all of his painful fasting that we described earlier. Kara la Rav Yosef item Rebbe Akiva, and on this as well, Rebbe Yosef mentioned the pasuk that we had said earlier. Some say it's Rebbe Akiva. Meshiv chachomin, ochor v'daitom yisakel. God turns wise men backwards and make their thinking foolish. He should have asked for something more. Rabbi Akiva was critical. Lishavkinu, he should have asked him to spare Yerushalayim. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef was critical. However, the Gemara says that even though Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva was critical, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had his reasoning as well. V'hu savar, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thought, Dilma kulehai lo ovid. Maybe Vespasian will not be able to get everything done, and we won't even have a small salvation. So that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's cheshbon. It has always been fascinating to me about who is right in this debate between Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Akiva on the one hand, and what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai actually did. It's always weighed on my mind. It's interesting, I don't have the Masifta Gemara in front of me. I do have the art scroll, and the art scroll is silent. Rashi, of course, Kavachomer is silent, but that is something that has always intrigued me. If anybody has any information about that, please let me know. How did the Chachmei HaMasorah view this debate between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Yosef on the other? In the meantime, as far as the health of Rabbi Tzadok, Asvasan the Messiah lay the Rabbi Tzadok, Mayhi. In regards to the doctors who cured Rabbi Tzadok, how did they cure him? Yom Akama Ashkuya Maya de Peri. The first day they fed him water with bran. In other words, it was so hard for his body to digest anything. Lamachar, the next day, Maya de Sipuka. They gave him water with a mixture of coarse bran and flour. Lamachar Maya de Kimcha, the next day water with flour. Ad de Ravich Maya Purta Purta, until slowly his intestines opened up. And we know that this is true, that when people are starving, that one needs to feed them very slowly. We have that in the Shoah, of course. Also, Shadre Letitus. Story continues. Vespasian went to Rome, and he sent Titus Arashav, Omar. And the Pasuk says, Elohim Moitzur Chasayu Boy. Where is their God, the rock in which they sought refuge? Zetutus HaRasha. This is referring to Titus HaRasha that was Megadev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shecherif V'gidev Klapei Mala. He denied and insulted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very painful words to read. Ma'asa, what did he do? Tafa Zoyna B'yodai. He took a prostitute, v'nichnas lebeis kotsh, yakidoshim, and see a sefer, toira, v'over ala, aveira, v'natal saif, gidir saparoichas. He did these terrible things, v'nasa nes. After he stabbed the paroichas, a nes took place, v'yadam v'atzetz v'yoytse. And the blood was spurting out from the paroichas. Ukasavar, harag is atzmai. And Titus, in his
maniacal wickedness, thought that he somehow, this was a sign that he had killed God. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shaagut Zarecha Bekerv Moadecha, Samu Oisais, Sam Oisais. Your enemies roared in the midst of your meeting place. They created signs as if they had overcome you. This is a Pasuk in Tehillim, and this was the sign that Titus claimed that he had. Abachan Amar Micha Moicha Chasin Ka. Who is like you, strong one of God? Mi chamocha chasin v'kasha. This is a reference to God's restrained position that HaKadosh Baruch Hu held back. In other words, that Titus was acting as if he was slaying God, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu held back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his pain, the Shechinta Begalusa had decreed that it was time for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Shata Shamea Niyutzev Yidufash Elsa Rasha V'shoisek. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was silent. According to Nesiva Shalom, the blood represented that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in pain, that he was in pain with Klal Yisrael. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Mi Chamoicha Ba'elim Hashem, Mi Chamoicha Ba'alomim. Who is like you and your strength of God? That means, who is like you among the mute ones? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mute. Chazal speak about in other places, Alovim Ve'enon Alovim, the people who are insulted and don't respond back. That on that the pasuk says, "Kitzeis Hashemesh Bigvura." So those are the strongest. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was silent. Ma'asa, what did Titus continue to do in his rishus? Natos haparochas v'asan kimin gargusuni. He took the parochas and formed into the shame of a wine carrier, in like a barrel. Ve'evi kol kelim shem migdash v'nicham ben, and he took all the kelim of the base of migdash. He put it inside them. V'yishivin besufina lalecha l'shtabeach b'ira, and he put it in a ship to send back to Rome. Shenemar v'chein ra'isi rishon kivurim v'avo'u. I saw wicked men who deserved to be buried, yet they came to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Uvo b'makom kon shel yelochu l'shtachu b'ir. And they came and they departed from the Beis Hamikdash. Ultimately, the pasuk here is a pasuk of Nechama as well. This pasuk in Koheles, because ultimately they're going to be forgotten in the city Asher Kain Asu what they have done. In other words, Titus is gone. What does he have left? He has the Arch of Titus and Baruch Hashem. We're here learning Torah in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh. Al Tikri Kvurim Ela Kvutzim. That don't read that they were buried. Kvurim Ubo. That they deserve to be buried, but they gather together. That they gather together the kelim. Al tikri v'ishtachu, and don't read here the simple reading of the pasuk will be forgotten, which is our nechama. El v'ishtabchu, and that they were praised. In other words, that they were praised in the city which they lived. That ultimately they came back to Rome victorious. Ikadamri, there are others who say that. What does it mean? Kfurim mamish. That they were buried. What does it mean they were buried? Afilu mila de metamrin igluhun. Even the hidden things that were revealed to them. That would be very, very interesting, because the Rambam, based on the Gemara in Yuma, writes the Aron was hidden. Is the Gemara here making reference to the fact that they took the Aron? Of course, that is one of the big mysteries of the Churban and the big mystery that exists to this day. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us the Beis HaMikdash in its glory, and may the Aron return to where it's supposed to be, 300 feet away from here, on top of the Evin Shasia, and we be zocha to be mesameach b'binyana. We're going to stop today's daf over here. Today's daf, of course, was the fascinating, compelling, painful story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. So this Bezer Hashem concludes daf nun vav in the Maseches Kiddushin.